Guys, congratulations on getting a share of the championship. I mean, can you just talk about how this feels to, you guys said you wanted to be champions at the beginning of the year. How does this feel for you now?
That feels good, but we got another game on Saturday because we don't want to share a championship with anybody. So just got to go out and work hard and win Saturday.
Can you talk about the rebounding advantage that you guys had on them as a pretty big team, and talk about what a factor that game was in the game for you guys to be able to own the advantage there?
Well, Coach just pleaded us to rebound. The last few games, I would say we didn't do a good job. We didn't do as well as we could on the glass. But this game, we pleaded rebounding, and we went out and did it. Buckled down and did it.
Coach, talk about this big three-game stretch for these guys. How do you think that they responded to the challenge, in kind of the first round of these three games?
Here's the things that are key, right? We asked them to rebound tonight, and we've got a 12-board advantage. We hold a very good offensive rebounding team to only 4 offensive rebounds. We asked them to limit our turnovers, and we turned them over 14 times. We only turned it over 10. And really defensively in the second half, we did a tremendous job man-to-man for a lot of possessions in a row. So we in this game, we did pretty much everything that we could have asked them to do, they did. And, that's a mark of being able to get things done and go in the right direction. I think we, obviously, and this is about process of getting there before, and we're all a little new at this. We got to finish games a little better. But that's all right. We'll get there, and get confidence in this one. That's a huge win.
Can you talk about, you guys still hungry, you talk about wanting this for yourselves. What do you guys got to do to stay hungry, even though you got to share the title right now?
Just keep playing consistent, Go in and play hard like it's our last game. Don't be doing what we've been doing.
You guys got some pretty big contributions off the bench with Justin in foul trouble and Lou in foul trouble for a little while there. Coach, can you talk about those contributions from Kenny and Daniel and what a factor those were?
Well, we got contributions from everybody off the bench. Mungo comes in and has a couple of big rebounds, a couple of steal, a couple made layups. Kenny comes in, it's a double-figure score. We got 5 guys in double figures tonight. That helps us a ton. It makes it a lot harder for teams to prepare for what they have to do. So, I can't be happier with our overall performance there.
Coach, Smothers hit a 3-pointer to get them within 5, and then DeHart came right back on the next possession, hits a 3. Would you say that's a turning point in the game for you guys as far as getting momentum back?
Absolutely. The basketball in the game before, in a 40-minute game, right, you're going to have swings of momentum. That's just how it goes, right? One team starts to play, the other team makes a couple of baskets, they get excited, so far this year, and it's been good to see, Lou, Justin, really a lot of all of our seniors have stepped up in different occasions. And, Gay hit a huge 3 tonight too, and went on the break. And then, DeHart's 3 was a huge one as well. And so now, you expect that's going to happen. Our guys are doing a good job of finding the open person.
Finley lost Grand Valley tonight, so coming in on Saturday, expecting it was already going to be a tough game in the first place. So, how much more tougher is it going to be? And they're going to be coming in angry.
You want to
answer? Every game is a battle. So, I understand they're going to come in angry, but they're coming in our house, and just like we are coming in their house, and they beat people at their house, we're going to beat people in our house. So, we up for the challenge, I tell you that right now.
We ready.
No. That's the whole thing. Right now, every game's a big game. You can through coach speak, well, they're going to be mad because they lost. Well, we're all playing for the same thing. And every one of these teams we're playing right now has a list of things and goals, right? And we're all trying to set them. So, we'll be ready. And, I know they will too. That's great. That's what championship basketball is all about.
It's only a share of the title, guys. But you guys feel good right now about what you guys have accomplished, 11-game win streak and you guys have clinched a share of the North. How does this feel for you guys in your senior years?
It feel pretty good, we're taking care of business. We're playing like seniors, but we still got a long way to go.
I think the one thing about this squad and the senior class that we have right now, That's nice to have a share, but trust me, I mean, nobody's gonna be happy to lose the next two games and share with Grand Valley. I can tell you that right now. So we're happy. We're happy that we won 11 games. But we've won 11 games because we're taking each game one at a time, and now we got one up in. You know, they're coming to our place. That's the next game on our schedule. We got to be ready to play.
You know, just going down the stretch here, you know, you guys are setting out to win the CLIAC, but in the back of your head, are you guys thinking about the national tournament?
One game at a time.
One game at a time.
One game at a time is the right answer.
Thanks, guys.
All right, great. Thank you.
Guys.
Yep, thanks.
Thanks, Mike.